Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, your sponsor, Elohim Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Sholom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah in Amud Aleph, on top of the page, speaks about a Sukkah whose Me'uva Kimin Beis is very thick. Even though the stars are not seen through it, it's still kosher. But the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that obviously you should be able to see the stars through the Sukkah. It's not Me'akiv in the Sukkah, but you should be able to see the stars through the Sukkah. The Arizal already brings that the idea of seeing the stars through the Sukkah is that the Sukkah is the Tzil Deim Nusa, it's the Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world. And the stars represents the Nitzaitzis of Chesed, the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is above the world, that they should shine in the Sukkah as well. And what the Arizal seems to refer to is the fact that Olam Chesed Ibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chesed. That's stage one. But the stage two in this world, in the end of the day, it's Olam HaMachshava Livrus Midas Adin. It's built with Din. And combined with it is Rachamim. But the Chesed is not the main part of the world. So in Mele, the Sukkah, which we're living under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world, you don't see the Chesed so clearly. It's of stars that are coming from above and shine to the Sukkah. Now, even in the Sukkah, you can't see the stars. It's still not Me'akev, because you still have the main functionality of the world. But you want to have the stars shining in the Sukkah, because you want to have the Chesed shining into the Sukkah. The Sfasemes says another idea over here. He says that a star, what's the definition of a star we know today clearly? A star is something which is very, very large. But down here in this world, it looks very small. That's how every Jew is. You look at a Jew, you look at a Yid, it looks like a small person. But every Yid is an neshama that comes from above. It is a huge star up there in Shemayim. So in a Sukkah, where we're talking about the celebration of Am Yisrael, and the connection of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how high Am Yisrael are, there we're talking about the stars. The stars need to shine into the Sukkah in order to represent the Ma'ala of Am Yisrael. That they're nimshel, the stars, they're very, very large up there, even though they look very small over here. And you can add to the Sfasemes, we know that the whole idea of the Sukkah is connected to Asid Lovli. It's connected to time where Am Yisrael are going to shine. In this world, Am Yisrael are very small, but Asid Lovli, they're going to shine. So when we celebrate the Sukkah, we always want to have the connection to the stars, the message of the stars, shining into our Sukkah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.